From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, May 9th. Enlo Behavioral Health, the only voluntary inpatient mental health facility in the region, announced it would close its doors this August. Enlo Health told the Chico Enterprise Record Tuesday it would shift resources away from the inpatient facility to focus on staffing its main hospital's emergency room with trained psychiatric physicians. Officials told the paper they've seen an increasing number of patients with physical ailments alongside psychiatric ailments coming to Enlo Behavioral Health that they are unable to treat. Butte County Behavioral Health, which operates a 16-bed psychiatric facility in the same complex as Enlo, will remain open. The center only treats patients by referral. The move comes amid a continued mental health crisis in the area. According to the latest Butte County Community Health Assessment, the county's suicide rate per 100,000 residents was nearly 16% in 2022. That's well above the state average. Enlo Behavioral Health will close its doors effective August 16th. And in other news, the group Students for Justice in Palestine Chico staged a study in solidarity on Chico State's campus yesterday. Students gathered outside Kendall Hall to study for finals and show support for a ceasefire in Gaza. The event came ahead of a Chico State Academic Senate meeting today, where it will vote on a resolution calling for a ceasefire brought forward by students. Nearby, Sacramento State has announced a resolution has been reached with a pro-Palestinian encampment that has been on campus there for more than a week. The demonstrators have been camping in Sac State's quad since April 29th. In a statement, the university says it created a policy of, quote, socially responsible investment, so that funding students' education doesn't rely on benefiting from companies that profit from ethnic cleansing, genocide, or human rights violations. And the Chico City Council moved with speed Tuesday night, passing many items on its agenda. Council members approved a memorandum of understanding with Butte County Behavioral Health to fund a sobering center in Chico. The city will use some of its settlement money from opioid manufacturers. Also, the city council granted waivers to three businesses seeking liquor licenses. And it decided cannabis manufacturers can go after a greater variety of state licenses. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, two dozen public works employees lined council chambers to show their interest in contract negotiations between their union and the city. The council considered the matter in a closed session, but took no action. It did approve a cost of living adjustment for city employees. More housing units may soon be available in Plumas County. That's after the County Board of Supervisors voted on Tuesday to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, on residential property. That's according to reporting by the Plumas Sun. Also called granny units, ADUs are small houses or above-garage apartments. They're a key way to provide needed housing. The county now has several pre-approved plans for ADUs available to residents, which can help reduce overall building costs. And finally, today, energy regulators will vote on a plan to redesign how Californians are built for electricity. NSPR's Adia White has the story.
Chico resident Leslie Howard has done just about everything she can think of to reduce her utility bill.
I have turned down the thermostat, and I wear, sometimes I look like I should be out. I'm dressed for outdoors, but I'm indoors. And then I have, I think they call them what, honeycomb blinds? Anyway, they're sort of insulating.
Even so, she paid around $516 for electricity in January. Howard says she lives alone and her house is big, but she wants to stay in it as long as she can.
I was sort of hoping that I'd know it was time to leave my home when my body or my mind wasn't up to it, not that PG&E was going to force me out of my house.
The California Public Utilities Commission is voting on a proposal that would restructure billing for investor-owned utilities. The aim is to help people like Howard, who live in areas where the winters are cold and summers very hot. If passed, the new proposal would slightly reduce the price of electricity, but it adds a fixed charge of around $24 for utility companies to spend on infrastructure upgrades. Low-income Californians would pay less. The California Public Advocates Office says, depending on energy use, some people could see small savings and others might see a slight increase in their bills. But everyone is sharing the infrastructure costs. Howard would like to see regulators do more to directly reduce energy bills like hers.
I feel sort of trapped and frustrated and let down.
If the proposal is passed, the rate restructure wouldn't take effect for at least a year and a half. Regulators vote Thursday morning at 11. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, May 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.